McGuffey's Sixth Eclectic Reader, continued. 93. Surrender of Granada, by Sir Edward George Bulwer Lytton. Day dawned upon Granada, and the beams of the winter sun, smiling away the clouds of the past night, played cheerily on the murmuring waves of the Genil and the Darro. Alone, upon a balcony commanding a view of the beautiful landscape, stood Boabdil, the last of the Moorish kings. He had sought to bring to his aid all the lessons of the philosophy he had cultivated. "What are we," thought the musing prince, "that we should fill the world with ourselves, we kings? Earth resounds with the crash of my falling throne. On the ear of races unborn the echo will live prolonged. But what have I lost? Nothing that was necessary to my happiness, my repose. Nothing save the source of all my wretchedness, the Mara of my life,